And it is time for the Farmwork Cooperative Grain Market Analysis here on KLGR, brought to you by Farmwork Cooperative, advancing farming for generations. And as we do every week, we're talking with Jalen Pietig. Jalen, the markets have been volatile this week after the president's tweet on Sunday, but it seems like the co-products market has been the most impacted.
Yeah, it's definitely been kind of a negative last couple days here. Definitely President Trump's tweet started everything off on Sunday evening, a week that we probably thought we were going to focus a little more on weather, and then our WASD report at the end of the week on Friday. But it's become more and more of a Chinese trade deal type week, and we're starting to see a little negativity creep back in the market now that the prospects for a deal actually getting done seem a little slimmer and slimmer. But that's yet to be seen. So I would say, yeah, it's China, and it's weather at this point. The Chinese talks aren't until Thursday night. So, we will have to see probably Friday morning or in the Thursday overnight markets what direction we're going to go or how talks went. It all comes back to last Friday. It sounds like later on Friday that, Chinese officials sent over a edited copy of a draft trade agreement and had changed pretty much most of the major sticking points for the U.S. So that's what led to the quick turnaround and the threat of an increase in tariffs as of Friday morning, and that's where we're at now.
So, Jalen, you mentioned weather is another big thing that traders have been watching. Are we seeing the potential for maybe some delayed planting and having an impact on the market this year?
Yeah, obviously, with the weather we've seen the last couple of days around here, and it wasn't just us. If you looked at a radar there on Wednesday, it covered most of the Midwest down into Illinois and Iowa and stretching over into Indiana and those areas as well. So we're right in the middle of the planting delays right now. I think why we maybe haven't seen as much of a reaction as we'd like in the markets is if you look out to the 6 to 10 day and 8 to 14 day maps made on Tuesday and Wednesday, they show a much drier pattern after we got through this little rain spell here. It's not supposed to be warm by any means. Pretty much the whole Midwest is in below average temperatures, so a little slower drying there as well. But definitely drier pattern or below average precip throughout pretty much the whole growing region. So I think, the funds and the trade at this point are looking ahead to, possibly a big planting week next week. Obviously we need to dry up a little bit, but that's what they're looking at as of right now.
So, Jalen, where are we seeing support and resistance this week?
Yeah, I would say, your contract lows, July corn, 351.5. That's going to be your support there in the market. 372 and then 384 are resistance on the top side. Support on July beans are 816 and 3/4, with resistance at 836 and 1/4. To 840.5, that's your gap that we left the other night. So I would say 840.5 first resistance, followed by 872 on July beans.
So Jalen, of course, the WASD report coming out on Friday. What are some of the other things you're going to be keeping an eye on for next week?
Yeah, definitely that report. I think, there's not a whole lot as far as yield. They'll probably stick to the yields that they left in our February outlook conference. So I won't expect much change there, but the big things, and valid points that move the market, I would say we'll look at South American estimates in that report. And I want to see what this year's exports come out, and for USDA, there's talks that they probably need to reduce those. Do they do it now, or do they wait a couple months out here? So we'll see what they do with that. And then other than that, I would say planting progress on Monday afternoon, definitely going to be a big one there. I'm sure, obviously, with the weather we've had this week, probably not a ton of progress again. So see how far behind average we really are. And then on top of that, I would say your Sunday night, Monday maps, weather maps, do we still show a drier pattern or are we wetter? I'm sure that's gonna get the market started on early next week, along with obviously the Chinese trade deal.
And we've been talking with Jalen Pietig. He is with Farmwork Cooperative. This has been the Farmwork Cooperative Grain Market Analysis. Farmwork Cooperative, advancing farming for generations. Jalen, we'll talk next week.
Yeah, thanks for having me.